Moving the agenda forward, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This week, thousands of farmers from all across the country were in Nashville for the American Farm Bureau's 94th annual meeting. And during the group's business session, the some 362 farmer delegates adopted a new set of resolutions to guide the organization in 2013. Jonna Miller has more.
Delegates at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 94th annual meeting defined the organization's policy positions for 2013. AFBF President Bob Stallman told reporters there wasn't a lot of controversy among the policies this year, including with a new farm bill, a process that will be starting over again in the new Congress.
We basically reaffirmed support for the position we had. We did not have really substantive debate about changing policy position. We changed a few words, but we still retain a lot of flexibility. And at the same time, I think we can influence the process.
Some members of Congress have mentioned a desire to work on comprehensive immigration reform. Farm Bureau members reaffirmed what they'd like to see happen on that issue.
That's figuring out a way to replace and or streamline the current 2A seasonal and temporary program, and at the same time bring a lot of those that have been in the shadows with false documents and are not here legally out of the shadows and provide them an opportunity through visa to work either at will or in contract employment.
AFBF members also stuck to their previous positions on regulatory policy.
All federal agencies should be held to the strictest interpretation of the law and that federal agencies shouldn't legislate through regulatory change.
From the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in Nashville, I'm Jonna Miller.
And Bob Stallman goes on to say, like most farmers, he remains optimistic that Congress will come through this year on important issues to agriculture.
I think we have a lot of opportunities in this coming year to make progress on issues that we have struggled with for a long time. I'd say immigration is one of those. I'm optimistic that we will get a farm bill.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.